And again, we have with us Gary LaGrange with Save the Farm, and of course it's the project that we've been talking about for some time now, and it's really getting exciting, some of the different things you have planned, Gary. I know at this point, obviously I mentioned a few equipment donations and things such as that. I'm sure you wouldn't turn any donations down, but always looking for a little bit of help. And if someone is interested in just making a financial contribution, I'm sure there are methods for that too.
Sure. You can do it online on our website. TheSaveFarm.org. You can donate there or just call us, get in touch with us. We also have a second website, www.goldenprairiehoney.com, and that shows our beekeeping effort and beekeeping sales. But the sales of honey and the sales through our beekeeping supply are small compared to what we need. And I know the soldiers and their families are anxiously awaiting this farm to open so they can train. The Veterans Administration tells us there are 400 in line, and we would be able to only train about 100 a year, maybe three intakes per year of 35 or 40 at most. So there are a lot of anxious people waiting for this to get done, and it's a wonderful thing to help them out. Almost all of those we work with have had post-traumatic stress disorder of some, or an anxiety disorder, or a brain injury. And so it's a wonderful way to help them find purpose and to bridge the gap for them. So we're always in need of funding, as most not-for-profits are. We're a 501c3, so everything is tax-deductible or exempt. And we would appreciate it very much. We're part of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. They've been wonderful to support us. At their latest event, they kicked off the evening with a video on the Save Farm. And hopefully that will generate new interest. But I just can't tell you how wonderful it is to help some of these young men and women out. And now and then I will get an email from someone who's worked through a program with us for a year or so, and they will say, we found our purpose in life. We're on a farm, couldn't be happier, things are going well, not taking so many pills anymore, sleeping better. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so. Yeah. I know you mentioned also Kansas State University. You're working pretty closely there, too, with the president there. And
oh, yes. In fact, we have what's called a teaming agreement with Kansas State University. They've not only designed the farm, but they're also in the process of developing the curriculum. And so some of the courses that these students will take on this farm will be accredited, and they'll be able to pick up some credits while they're there. General Myers, President Myers, is going to host a meeting here soon, and he hopes to invite individuals from the secretariat level of the major departments that will be working with us, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Defense, Small Business Administration, Department of Labor, and bring them here with the expectation that when we leave, there will be even a more firm plan to get this farm up and running soon. There are hopefully some dollars in the upcoming budget for us. We've got some grant requests in. We're working with K-State now to justify even more so that we can make this happen sooner because the demand is so great. But we can always use help.
Well, and it sounds like the whole nation's kind of keeping an eye on this, and I don't know whether it'll get to a point that others will follow. It seems to make perfect sense during a time right now when farming is difficult, and you need more farmers out there, and it makes a lot of sense to go this route.
Well, Senator Moran's idea is to build this as a model for all land-grant universities so that eventually, if all 78 had a program similar to this, and we all turned out about 100 farmers a year, then we began at that level to make more than a marginal contribution to the need for 1 million new farmers in the next decade and a half.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's scary that we need that many. No kidding. And I can tell, though, you love what you're doing. I mean,
I really do. I often wish that I were 25 years younger. I'm the average age of a Kansas farmer, 74, but I love enough what I'm doing that I'll do it as long as I can.
Well, and the beekeeping just sounds like so much fun, too.
It really is.
And relaxing, interestingly.
Yeah, and we really don't understand that. The effect of beekeeping on post-traumatic stress disorder is a wonderful thing. But there's no foundational research on regarding that, so we're engaged with the University of Montana, of all places, in a research project to study the effects of beekeeping on post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm. How interesting, too. Well, and I guess anything else we're wanting to add about Save the Farm? And you can, we've kind of mentioned some different things and some different. It looks like we have a phone call. Let's go ahead. You'll need a set of headphones to hear our listener. And welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
I just have a comment. I want to commend Gary LaGrange for being an outstanding humanitarian. He's doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
That's very nice. Do appreciate that. And, of course, I've known you for quite a few years now, Gary, and I know you've had different efforts through the years that you've done. I remember your READ program. I forget the exact name of that that you did for so long.
Books in School Supplies to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And you were involved with that for quite some time, and now this, and again, continuing to help in so many different ways. But I don't know if you have any other future projects, or I'm sure this is enough to keep you busy for a little while.
I mean, there's an obligation I think we have as a nation to help these young men and women make a transition from what they've been through. Some of the folks I've worked with have had 7 tours, and that's 7 years away from a family, 7 years away from and being exposed to some pretty horrific things. And so to help them for all they've given to us is an obligation, I think, nationally.
And it solves a couple of problems. I mean, we've mentioned the farm industry, but also as a transition, they're looking for things to do, and this does seem like a satisfying way to perhaps fulfill them a bit.
Absolutely.
Well, in the less than a minute we have left, anything else you're wanting to highlight at all or share with our listeners today, Gary?
Thank those that have supported our project so far. And as I mentioned, we always need, we have honey for sale. That's one of our ways of helping to fund the program. Blueville Nursery sells our honey. The zoo sells it. Meadow Lark sells it. And we sell it at our new location on the east side of Manhattan. So that's a way to help the soldiers. They help pull it all off the hives and process it and bottle it. So it's a good way to help us.
Well, thanks again, Gary LaGrange, with us today. And, of course, talking about his beekeeping operation, but also the Save the Farm Service Member Agricultural Vocational Education. Appreciate him stopping by today. You've been listening to In Focus.
The world needs more bees.
Yes.
Need a lot more bees.
Uh-huh.
Gary, thank you much for joining us, and congratulations. Thank you for all you do. You're a terrific community partner. Moving up on 10 a.m. tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, it's Riley County Day. Commission Chair Ron Wells to join us. Stand by for Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Dan Patrick, and the Royals. It's opening day at the K. Coverage at 2:30. First pitch at 3:10 here at News Radio KMAN. It's 10 o'clock.